Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2022. It is Sunday, January 2nd, 2022. And we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours on this very special Sunday night transmission. Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology and the holder of literally dozens of top patents, who's been involved at the highest levels of big pharma and government in previous drug and vaccine approval, has given a stunning 3-hour interview with Joe Rogan that has gone mega viral and is really waking people up. And the day after Joe interviewed Robert Malone while he was in town, our own Christy Lee interviewed him in an in-depth hour-plus interview that is now at man.video. So today, even though I'm right here in Austin, Texas, and ready to go on, I asked her to come in and host this special edition of the Sunday show. Then Harrison Smith comes in with Sunday Live at 6 p.m. He's got a lot of huge news as well that he actually broke. But this Robert Malone interview is so huge. And he also said some things on the Joe Rogan podcast that he didn't say to Christy Lee, but he said a lot of stuff he didn't say on the huge Rogan podcast that he did say to Christy Lee. And that's why this is so important. He talked about being multidimensionally aware of their multifaceted globalist great reset takeover and how he sees how all the pieces come together for the cashless society, the global medical ID, all of it. He talked about being red-pilled to the fact that this is a dimensional attack. And that's something Elon Musk has talked about. That's something I've been talking about, obviously, from the very beginning of being on air, because that's what the globalists are aware of. This is very important information. And also, Dr. Peter McCullough was in the studio with me for over 2 hours Friday. Did an incredible job. That's posted in man.video. I'll be playing excerpts tomorrow on my weekday show. But this is such a huge interview. And the things he talked about are so incredibly important. I wanted to air it tonight here on the Sunday broadcast. And I wanted to ask you all to share the live links and to share the interview, because people are really hungry for the truth. And as I've said a thousand times conservatively in the last couple of years, if we do not expose the globalist Great Reset, Build Back Better agenda, and that it's a planetary corporate authoritarian takeover, then we have no chance of defeating any of their systems. But well, there's a global awakening that it's corporate fascist systems using liberalism and wokeism as political correct speech control. And we realize that they are openly bringing in to our world the cashless society social credit score system through our phones and then through implantable chips. It's all been announced by Klaus Schwab. If we come together and have an epiphany that they are designing a system to cut off resources to bring humanity to its knees and force depopulation and war, if we have that epiphany, it's game over. And I got to tell you, all of the top scientists and doctors and people we talk to on air, and yes, some of the other huge names, you know who they are, folks. One of the names out there is a very well-known individual who had a uncle that was president of the United States. He is getting more and more hardcore and understands exactly what is happening. And we now have a very, very, very good shot of stopping the globalists. This is so exciting, and I'm so proud of all you. And I want to thank you for your past support, because literally, you are owed the thanks and the credit for the fact that we've got any hope of beating this. We've got more than a hope. We've got a damn good chance, because the globalists can only carry this out if people aren't aware of what's really happening. So this is so critical. Red-pilled, Dr. Robert Malone, talk about the Great Reset, the New World Order, the end game, and all the other scientists I talked to, they've known for over a year that's what's happening. They've concurred with my analysis. They've just been scared. But Malone isn't scared. Their attempt to silence him, their attempt to censor him, has blown up in their face, and now humanity is awakening. The answer to the Great Reset is the Great Awakening. The answer to the New World Order, Build Back Better, is the New Renaissance. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll go to break. And then Christy Lee takes over with powerful excerpts from the interview, a lot of breaking news, and so much more today than Harrison Smith tonight, who broke the fact that they're denying white people monoclonal antibodies. That's not confirmed. Mainstream news has new breaking info coming up as well. So stay with us and share those live links. God bless.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's Sunday, January 2nd, 2022. This is a special edition of the Alex Jones Show with investigative journalist Christy Lee. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance with massive breaking news and information.
Wow, what an introduction. That is great. Tomorrow's news today is how this starts out, and isn't that the truth? We're seeing that over and over again. We're seeing news predicted and then coming true, and it's all starting here, and then the mainstream news is catching up. And I should know, as spending multiple years, 20 years in traditional news journalism, before being able to escape to a place of truth, and that is my motto for 2022, is that what is true will come out in 2022, and that is the hope and the prayer, and what a journey it's been. It's been a wild ride. We're going to be showing you clips of the interview with Dr. Malone that we had right after Joe Rogan. Again, what a wild ride. Couldn't believe that that'll happen. We'll be showing you clips of that, have a lot of other news to share, hopefully talking to another fighter, the OG of independent news, maybe in the next hour. But we're going to get to that in just a moment. But here's the thing. Maybe some people haven't quite caught on to or aren't willing to dedicate 3 hours to watching the Joe Rogan and Dr. Malone interview, even though they should, because it's all fascinating. And, I mean, I had to do it while doing other things, but I did get through the whole 3 hours. Maybe they don't have time necessarily for the hour plus, but maybe they do have time for about 15 minutes. And once they get a taste of what was said by Dr. Malone, maybe they will then dedicate the time to listen to the full 3 hours or the hour and 15 minutes that was broadcast that I had with him here in studio at InfoWars. So we want to encourage you to share the highlights version if people just aren't willing to sit and listen for the extended versions just yet. We want to make sure that you share this video. And without further ado, let's play the first half of this video so you know what you can put out there for your friends and family.
It's been a series of epiphanies that have made me realize that there's no upside to just being circumspect and trying to be a nice guy in this environment. This is full on media warfare, information warfare, political warfare, 21st century, like we've never seen before, and coordinated globally. The other thing for me has been the personal journey of coming to terms with what the World Economic Forum really represents. And I really resisted that. You know, people initially were coming to me talking about the Great Reset. I was like, oh, this is crazy talk. You know?
That sounds like a conspiracy theory.
It sure sounds
New
like
world
a conspiracy
order.
Yeah.
Great reset.
Yeah, but then it's all documented. And then you see it being deployed.
Mm.
And a group of Canadians on a podcast the other day sent me some links from WEF to a site. This is one of the last things I tweeted before. And it had a extremely detailed map of all of the policy positions and the actions that the WEF was taking for a huge range of topics, not the least of which is COVID-19. And it's kind of it's a public document that clearly states everybody that's in our little clique, in our club, these are the things that we will think, these are the things that we will say, this is how we will act. And that one was kind of like the icing on the cake. Here it is. You know, they're proud of it. Mm-hmm. They don't hide it. This is the vision. It is a full-on globalist totalitarian vision with the money in control. I did a lot of political science when I was an undergraduate in the early 80s, and I had read things like about books about transnationalism and the New World Order. I found that fascinating but confusing. How could this possibly happen? And now to see it playing out in real time and in a way in which national sovereignty, governments are increasingly irrelevant. That's, you know, that's the thing that folks got to wake up about. This is not about the vaccine. The vaccine is a symptom.
It's much bigger.
And that's a really hopeful message going into the new year, is that there's a growing cohort of people that are increasingly aware of how thoroughly we've been manipulated.
So you'd say you've been red-pilled?
In like multidimensional red-pilled. I thought I was red-pilled. You know, I've been on the inside for so long and seen Tony Fauci's machinations for so long. It's how that's my origin story, was the initial AIDS crisis starting in 83 when I was at Davis. And so I saw the hardball politics. It's not that I haven't been aware of that, but I had not been aware before of the information control that is globally coordinated. I mean, the Trusted News Initiative is profound. What that means, that has become the Ministry of Truth, full on.
I mean, it's,
and what Twitter's doing right now, that I think, you know, with Alex Berenson's bold and brave lawsuit taken on Twitter, and then I've had a bunch of lawyers come to me because of getting deplatformed or canceled, I think is really the right term. I think that we may, certainly people can't deny anymore.
Yeah.
There's so much evidence. And the CNN ratings keep slipping, yay. Maybe we're going to see some change in 2022. What surprised you most about Rogan? He is completely up on all the information, and yet it's totally low-key. He's very committed to speaking to a general audience. It's core for him. The idea of not playing into all this divisiveness. He is consciously, intentionally a healer right now. And just a very centered, genuinely good person. There is kind of a growing movement and awareness that part of the problem here is the structure of how we have been building our organizations and doing business in a deep, profound way, in a just a dissatisfaction with with what one sees at the World Health Organization and the CDC and the whole HHS structure in the United States, where you have, you know, carefully controlled information. Only one leader is allowed to speak. Only one leader is allowed to represent the position. I think that is going to turn out to be one of the changes here, is a growing awareness that that model is dysfunctional, broken, and it needs to be fixed.
In light of your attacks and seeing how the mainstream media labels people and then tries to get these buzzwords going, has that changed your view on other people that the media has gone after?
Completely.
Because you have people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or people like Alex Jones. Has this kind of made you think, well, maybe they're not as crazy as maybe I was led to believe before?
So I'm going to share. So we did a little bit of a tour on the Hill a few weeks ago, and I met with various senators. And so I walk in to Ron Johnson's office, and I had this mental image from the press of what I was going to encounter with Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson is basically an average Midwestern, straight arrow kind of good guy. Open-hearted, very down-to-earth. No, you know, I've dealt with the Hill for a long time, and I've seen some serious egos.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Things really blown up since Joe Rogan invited Dr. Malone on and did a 3-hour plus interview with him. It's been going all over the place, and this is just after he'd been censored. And so, like I had said on Twitter, you know, the best way to actually defeat the purposes, you know, you're trying to censor someone, is censor them, and then they're going to get blown up like never before. So we've been seeing that to happen. And if you go to Infowars.com, we have a nice comprehensive look of everything that has gone on since this wild interview came out, and it's just been going crazy. It's titled, See the Mass Formation Psychosis, Term Censored by Google Following Bombshell Dr. Malone Interview. There, this has a nice comprehensive look at everything that's been going on and how this term has been going wild. I've seen it trending on Twitter. In fact, I think it even says that, 106,000 tweets of mass formation psychosis. This is in the article that you can find on Infowars.com. And here we have a clip of him on Rogan talking about this concept. Here it is.
From basically European intellectual inquiry into what the heck happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s. You know, very intelligent, highly educated population, and they went barking mad. And how did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. And one of the aspects of that phenomena is the people that they identify as their leaders, the ones typically that come in and say, you have this pain and I can solve it for you. I and I alone, okay, can fix this problem for you. Okay, then they will lead, they will follow that person through. It doesn't matter whether they lie to them or whatever. The data are irrelevant. And furthermore, anybody who questions that narrative is to be immediately attacked. They are the other. This is central to mass formation psychosis. And this is what has happened. We had all those conditions. If you remember back before 2019, everybody was complaining, the world doesn't make sense, blah, blah, blah. And we're all isolated from each other. We're all on our little tools. We're not connected socially anymore, except through social media. And then this thing happened, and everybody focused on it. That is how mass formation psychosis happens, and that is what's happened here.
Absolutely. It's the only explanation of what's going on, why people around you can't seem to wake up no matter how much evidence, how much data it is that you give them. Now, I don't think you need any more evidence that InfoWars is tomorrow's news today, but I do want to point out that a month ago, I sat down with Dr. Malone and we did a whole entire interview on this particular topic, and it is found on band.video. It is the one where it says we're all being hypnotized, It's a little over 25-minute video where we're completely focused on this topic that was posted a month ago on InfoWars on Band Up Video, and you can find that video now if you want to dig deeper onto this conversation of mass formation psychosis. So again, a month ago we were talking about, there it is, Dr. Malone, they're being hypnotized. This was put up over a month ago. Now it's really picking up steam since he mentioned it on Joe Rogan, but here's just more evidence that InfoWars is where it's at for getting the information before anyone else. So there you go. But I'll talk more about that in a minute. I wanted to talk about Liberty Daily then ran with an article about Dr. Malone that you saw in the first half of the highlights video, which again you can find on Band Up Video, where he was talking about being multidimensional red-pilled. And obviously when I asked him if he'd been red-pilled, that was not the answer I expected, was for him to be so blatant. Yes, I've been multidimensional red-pilled. But this is what happens. I think this is what happens when you poke the bear, when you ridicule somebody, when you attack them, when you censor them, when you suppress them, and they know they have the truth on their side. That's when they wake up. That is the journey that he and I, frankly, have gone through, coming from traditional cookie-cutter experiences. He was an insider, obviously, with vaccine research. I was an insider, if you will, with traditional news media. And then once you start to see, just by asking questions, the response you get just by asking questions and speaking up, how you're attacked, how it's just such a vicious response, I think that helps you wake up. And I think that that's why Dr. Malone and I have connected as now friends, is just we've been through this whole journey of being red-pilled, of waking up. And sometimes that is what it takes. So there's this article from Liberty Daily talking about this concept. One of two things can happen to somebody when they've been exposed to the machinists of the forces of evil within our government and among the globalist elite cabal that manipulates much of what is happening on Earth. Most succumb to the pressures and embrace the worldly benefits of going along to get along. This is how we get people like Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden enjoying long careers in government despite ridiculous strings of failures throughout their lives. Some are able to see the evil for what it is and choose to side with the truth. It's called being red-pilled, and Dr. Malone admits that he's there. And then we have this whole crazy response from Google trying to then shut it down, this mass formation psychosis, this term. And just think about that. This is just a concept. This isn't even talking about vaccines or the safety and efficacy of vaccines or anything. This is just talking about a concept that they're trying to hide from you. Why would they try so hard to hide a concept from you? Think about that. So Google and DuckDuckGo, they handled this whole mass formation psychosis very differently. You can find this in the InfoWars.com article, but it's also mentioned here on Liberty Daily. The biggest of the big tech baddies has taken upon themselves to be the arbiters of truth who determine what we're allowed to see and what is too dangerous for our feeble minds. A perfect example of this is happening right now as many people search for Dr. Robert Malone and mass formation psychosis. So instead of linking to the video of Dr. Malone, when you search on Google, any of the stories that dive into the phenomenon or even reaction videos that expand on the concept, Google decided to promote some random dude's minute and a half video debunking it when people search for mass formation psychosis. Even if we discard the indisputable fact that the guy in the video is a mental lightweight, while attempting to attack the inventor of the mRNA technology that powers the jab, we can't find any algorithmic reason for his video to be ranked at the top, well ahead of actual experts. But if you search on DuckDuckGo, which many I know have learned to do to actually find what you're looking for, free from any control, if you search on DuckDuckGo, his detailed Substack article about this phenomenon is right there at the top. But again, this isn't something new. This is now getting traction, which is why Google had to rush in and try and censor this concept. But many people have been talking about this concept. It kicked off with Matthias Desmet talking about this on YouTube, and it was actually that made Dr. Malone reach out to me and say, hey, I'm really intrigued by this whole concept of what I think is going on. I've been trying to figure out why people are ignoring the data, why they are censoring the truth. And I just listened to this breakdown from Matthias, and I want to talk to you about it. And so that's how it led to the month ago that we were talking about this before. But more on that, we'll be talking about that, much more to come. So stick around. I'll see you on the other side.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo.
Welcome back to InfoWars Special Sunday Edition. Thank you for allowing me to guest host today. We are coming off the major interview with Dr. Robert Malone. The first time I got to meet him in person, we've been doing multiple interviews with Dr. Malone, but it's been through Skype or Zoom, and this was the first opportunity I got to sit down with him one-on-one, person-to-person, in our studio here, directly following the interview with Joe Rogan. So that was interesting, and you can find the whole full interview on Vandav Video, but you can also find the highlights version if there's folks that haven't committed to maybe sitting down for 3 hours and watching the Joe Rogan or the hour plus and watching the full one. Maybe you just want to send them the highlights version, which we also have up on Vandav Video. So we're talking about how this whole concept, one of the things he mentioned, also InfoWars.com, you can see the whole breakdown in this mass formation psychosis term that we're talking about. What we were talking about is that he was talking about this subject, this idea, on Joe Rogan, and it's taken off. There's over 120,000, 160,000, I think, tweets on mass formation psychosis. People are really intrigued by this concept because I think so many of us have been starving to know, what is it with people? How can they not see what's going on? And this offers a reason in a concept of that people are simply, truly hypnotized, that they used a strategy to get people to not question, to be afraid, and to, you can't barely break it. No matter how much information, no matter how much data you share with them, they just can't break it. But we've been talking about that for a while now, but it's really picking up steam, obviously, since his interview with Joe Rogan. So here's another example from a conservative playbook. In his book, United States of Fear, psychiatrist Mark McDonald diagnoses the U.S. as suffering from mass delusional psychosis driven by an irrational fear of what is now a rather innocuous virus. The fearful overreaction, which we all saw, the ticker on the news screen every day, didn't have its origin in what happened in 2020. Government, corporations, and powerful individuals have engaged in a systematic grooming effort toward irrational fear addiction for decades. Without fear, they cannot rob us of our freedoms. The underlying motivation of this psychological campaign has been an attack on the core structures, foundations, and institutions of society in order to nurture a sense of dependency on government. Oh, our nanny government. To overcome their addiction to fear, a person must still have a sense of curiosity and be willing to look at new information. If they're not, they're not treatable and cannot be stopped from trading their and our freedom for a false sense of security. So the key is finding those who are still open and receptive to new information so that we can reach a tipping point where there are more fearless people than fear-addicted ones. Now, when I had my conversation with Dr. Malone a little over a month ago, and you can find that conversation specifically on this topic, this mass formation psychosis, when we were talking about it, he said another way that you can attempt to break the hypnosis is to drip the truth just constantly drip the truth and show them the data. And even when you feel like you're not making any progress, just keep it up. So keep on sending those clips from Vandav Video. Keep on sending those InfoWars.com article. You never know if that will be the one that will hopefully break the literal hypnosis that's going on. But if you really are anxious to dig into that because Google is censoring your ability to look at that, make sure you go to Vandav Video and find that video there on Vandav Video, my page. So I wanted to kind of also give you background on how this came out. He was intrigued by an interview he'd seen with Matthias Desmet, who was breaking down this concept, and he's like, that's it. And so he, Dr. Malone, really dug deeper and looked into this concept, and he actually contacted me and said, I think we should do an interview on this. So I'm like, okay, of course, which is, again, posted on Vandav Video. And so I had also posted this interview on YouTube. Well, YouTube took it down, gave me a strike, and I was actually surprised because I've tried to strategize how to get around censorship with YouTube, maybe post smaller things or avoid outright claims about vaccines or effectiveness, you know, is the way that you're supposed to try and strategize on YouTube. So I'm like, well, I think this one will survive because we're just talking about a concept. And the original interview about mass formation psychosis that we were just giving commentary on was still up. So I was like, well, this should be fine to post on YouTube. I'll go ahead and try. And I was actually surprised that they immediately took it down and labeled it as inappropriate content and misinformation. So I made an appeal and said, we were just giving commentary on a concept and that video is still up. And no, it didn't work, of course. And so I've come to think that YouTube is just going to take any video down that has Dr. Malone in it, period. But here's the other interesting thing. When Dr. Malone had reached out over a month ago, saying that he wanted to talk about this concept of mass formation psychosis, I had gone to YouTube to find the original interview that intrigued him, and it came right up. Well, today when I was looking for that original video, that is not what comes up. They have purged that from being the first thing that comes up. And of course, much like Google, the first things that come up are just criticisms of Dr. Malone and criticisms of this concept in general. So yeah, I can't even find the original video. So it brings up this idea of censoring now concepts. So we've kind of gotten used to that you can't actually put the truth out there. You can't actually give data on anything that could be perceived as negative with vaccines. But concepts? Well, Cheryl Atkinson, another truth-telling journalist that's been in the game for a long time, and also we've had an interview with her that you can find on band.video, just so you know. But Cheryl Atkinson's no stranger now to this censorship, and she had written this article a while back, and this made me think of it. So she wrote, they censor factual information, Facebook. It's a dynamic that might even make George Orwell shake his head and say, even I never predicted it would be this blatant and allowed to continue. You're not going to believe this if you hadn't heard it already. Facebook banned a post I made that was nothing more than a factual citation of a historical quote from Hitler's propagandist Goebbels. It was posted entirely without comment. It was literally just a quote from propagandist Goebbels. The first ban of the information came with me getting knocked off of Facebook for 3 days when I posted a follow-up factually explaining what happened. That got a 7-day ban. If I keep posting that factual information, I may not be there much longer. So here are the posts. Here's the post that she originally put on Facebook that got her a 3-day ban. It is simply a quote from Joseph Goebbels, and the quote is, it would not be impossible to prove with sufficient repetition and psychological understanding of the people concerned that a square is in fact a circle. They are mere words, and words can be molded until they clothe ideas in disguise. So with no explanation, just posting a quote got her banned for 3 days. And then when she tried to explain that Facebook did this, just a quote, then she got another 7-day ban. So these big tech companies, they won't even allow you to post concepts if you're too close to the mark. Now, this was an interesting concept for me because when I was still in traditional news and I was starting to awaken to some things that were going on that were making me feel uncomfortable, I had posted on my Facebook page, and again, I was just the lead anchor at a news station in California at this time, and I was very uncomfortable with what was going on. And so I simply posted the definition of propaganda and how to tell the difference between propaganda and news. And this is while I was still employed as a news anchor. Well, Facebook has a option that you can boost a post, right? So I went to boost this post, simply the definition of propaganda, and it would not allow me to boost that post. That's when I really started to wake up. Like, wait a minute. Facebook won't even let me boost the definition of propaganda. Isn't that telling? So here we are. We're in, I mean, as if you needed the reminder, we are straight and worse than Orwell could have ever imagined when we can't even talk about concepts on traditional big tech platforms anymore.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
True in 2022. Welcome to InfoWars. This is Christy Lee guest hosting today, which I'm sure you figured out with my cheesy introduction just then. But it's true. That is the hope that I am holding on to, is that what is true is coming out in 2022. Let's hold on to that hope. And I think we're seeing it. The breaking of the mass formation psychosis. I mean, isn't it enough that enough people are intrigued with what this is, that it's blowing up? People are trying to seek information on what this concept is.
And then we know we're on the market, on the mark, when big tech, Google, Facebook, Twitter are now censoring concepts, which is all mass formation psychosis is. It's a concept. But they don't like that it's exposing that people are hypnotized. People have been straight up hypnotized, and that is why it is so dang hard to even reach them with facts and data. But speaking of censorship, the latest one to fall, and I'm sure there'll be more, is Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's firing back over her censorship on Twitter, pointing out that, you know, Representative Maxine Waters has used accounts to actually threaten violence, and she has no repercussions. But yet, MGT is censored. She said from her account on Twitter, rival Getter, when Maxine Waters can go to the streets and threaten violence on Twitter, Kamala and Ilhan can bail out rioters on Twitter. And chief spokesman for terrorist IRGC can tweet mourning Soleimani, but I get suspended for tweeting their statistics. Twitter is an enemy to America and can't handle the truth. So I shared this on my Twitter, and I had someone follow up with, hope you're next. Isn't it so great how these people are just so tolerant? They're so tolerant. And it just, I wanted to respond with, like, okay, Nazi. But, you know, anytime you say that, then they'll find a reason to come after even harder. So I just didn't bother. But that is how these folks are. They cannot tolerate their echo chamber being at all threatened. And yet that is what they accuse those of us who are telling the truth about. But the thing is obviously we don't mind hearing other viewpoints. I mean, we're inundated with the other viewpoints, but they can't handle it. They can't handle the truth, as Jack Nicholson would say. You can't handle the truth. So they just kick you off Twitter. And then Eric Weinstein had an interesting tweet in response to all of this censorship. Remember, if you think this suspension is wrong, you support nutcases who endanger the public, according to the left. If you support the suspension, you are an authoritarian who doesn't believe in the free exchange of ideas. And if you attempt to evade this binary, you're useless. Pick a side, brah. And see, that's the thing. We are so divided that you cannot be on one. You cannot be in the middle on any of these issues. They demand you pick a side. And it's difficult. I mean, coming from someone who has been a registered independent for a long time, I mean, people cannot handle that. They cannot handle that. They demand you pick a side. I tell you what, I have picked a side. It is the side of the way, the truth, and the life. The only thing that I am allowing to lead me, or I at least always trying to allow to lead me, is Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And that is the only way that I can make sense of anything, quite frankly, because both sides, we have seen, can be deceptive at times. And so it's all the more important to recognize this as a spiritual battle. So getting to the verse of the day, which I didn't get to at the beginning because we had other stuff going on. But, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm going to have my verses of the day. So they are, the Lord detests, this is from Proverbs 12:22. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. And Psalm 25:5, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God, my Savior, and my hope in you all day long. Psalm 25:5, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Because, boy, it is hard to have hope. Now, you know, when you are exposed to the truth, when you take the red pill, when you're multidimensionally red-pilled, as Dr. Robert Malone just said, sometimes you start to lose a little hope. But if our hope remains in our Lord and Savior, that hope cannot be shaken. And that is the only way I can make sense of anything, is when I know that my truth is determined by staying connected to God. And I try. I'm a human, so I am not perfect, but that is my goal. That is my hope. That's why I'm trying to be in the Word every single day, because how else can you make sense of this crazy world we live in, right? So there's the verses. And according to this article that I was looking at, there are some reasons to be optimistic in 2022 of this change, this shift as people wake up. You know, so six reasons to be it says conservatives, but I don't like all these labels. So I'm just going to say six reasons to be optimistic in 2022. America's cultural center is shifting to the right. The independent, moderate voters make up approximately 20% of the electorate, and they're the ones that decide in which direction the country goes. So reason to be optimistic there. So for Black Lives Matter, the organization, of course, not the sentiment. A recent poll, which is a very left-leaning polling outfit, Civics, said their approval for BLM has dropped to just 44%. Maybe it's because the BLM funds have not been used to actually make any communities better or do anything for the group, but just by million-dollar houses. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. Opinions on abortion continue to move toward the pro-life movement. A full three-quarters of Americans reject the insane idea that men can be women and vice versa, and we're even seeing a shift to the right on gun control opinions. Now, that was actually surprising for me to read. A full three-quarters of Americans reject the idea that men can be women and vice versa, because you wouldn't know it if you're just looking at all of the popular tech platforms. I mean, I cannot open like a Snapchat without seeing something on transgender or that issue. So I'm surprised that people are still rejecting it. The chance of Let's Go Brandon showing Americans, particularly the younger folks, are fed up with leftism, becoming increasingly vocal about the dissatisfaction. And then number five, people are waking up to the left's lies, particularly the gigantic COVID con. And so people are starting to ask questions, seeing that more and more. So as much as they try to hide the truth, they can't. The judicial branch of government serving as an effective bulwark against leftist tyranny from the other two branches. Special election for two vacant Senate seats in Georgia last January was devastating to the conservative movement in America. Both seats flipped blue, resulting in a 50-50 split. But then, as you'll see, that was the furthest left, but the court ruled against Biden's attempt to shut down Trump's Remain in Mexico immigration policy. Federal courts have knocked down various provisions of Biden's tyrannical vaccine mandates, and SCOTUS will be addressing the matter as well. But that remains to be seen because I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little bit it's a little bit nerve-wracking with what the Supreme Court's gonna do. I don't know that we can fully trust them at this point. And then this is number. Did I miss one? I feel like I missed one. Let me see real quick. Sorry. Oh, four. Yeah, no, I didn't. The judicial branch. And then number three, we're entering an election year. Since we're talking about Republicans, I mean, we've seen already some victories in this past election. And then, I mean, I don't know how anyone could vote for more of what we've been enduring. But I guess you just never know, especially since we have to have faith in our election system. But there is reason to have hope. Number two, young conservatives in government far outshine young leftists. Our future is bright. Republicans are stacked with sharp young up-and-comers. The party's undisputed leader continues to be Donald Trump, but waiting in the wings and ready to take charge are scores of excellent conservatives. And, I mean, we have Ron DeSantis definitely getting an award. And number one, because what other choice do we have but to have hope? That's a nice way to end it. What other choice do we have? But I think that there's always reason to have hope. There is the other verse, a hope deferred makes the heart sick. At times, I think many of us are battling that feeling sick. You know, what is going on? What are we going to find out next? Are we in the last days? Definitely true. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But we know who the final say is, and we know that God wins in the end. So then I was reading this article that I thought was satire at first, but it's actually not. It's from The Hill. Let's be honest, 2021 wasn't all bad. The economy is humming, they say. Unemployment rate down to 4.2%. They talk about inflation being going down, and that since interest rates will surely be raised maybe twice or three times, that's going to get even better with no context of what that does to the entire economy and to our money as a whole. And then it even has this whole section on, wait till you see this, a scandal-free Biden administration. That's the way it should be, but isn't always. Think back 4 years ago, the Trump administration looked more like the Godfather without the skill. A a scandal-free Biden administration. This whole thing has been a scandal. Maybe that's because The Hill was reporting on fake and phony news of a Russian collusion hoax and making up scandals. There's no scandal because you're not reporting on the scandals.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.